Tribe skipper Tito Francona, our guest as part of our Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. Tito, thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about Indians 2015. As you enter spring training, what are the goals? What are the objectives here in Goodyear?
Well, I think, as always, we talked yesterday to our team in our team meeting, first organized team meeting with everybody here, and we talked a lot about what we want to accomplish, not only today, but in spring training. And we don't get too far ahead of ourselves, because I think if you do, you miss what you're supposed to be working on now. And we're going to work on, obviously, loyalty, unity, building a personality as a team, and then working on all phases of the game and trying to do it better than we did before, I think staff included. And we do that, then we set ourselves up, because it's a long year and a lot happens. But if we do it right, you're going to have ups and downs, but we'll get through the downs together and we'll emerge through it and win together, and the winning will last longer and we'll keep the losing shorter.
Now, I'm sure you keep your basic structure of spring training the same in all your years of managing, but how much do you tweak things? How much do you change things year to year?
That's a really good point. You know, Millsy and I have been together so long, our bench coach, and we've kind of come up with a way we run spring training that we're really comfortable with. You know, we start out in the morning, they stretch and everything, and then we do defense first. We always have. And then when we go to hit, the guys can put their gloves down and carry their bats, and we try to keep them busy and go from one station to another where they're hitting for the rest of the day, and then they condition at the end. This year with the defense, because we need to clean up our defense. The one thing I don't want to do is I don't want to rehash last year every time we make an error, but we need to catch the ball better. We need to finish plays better. You know, it doesn't mean you can't win, but it certainly makes it harder. And, you know, we shot ourselves in the foot a lot of times last year. So we are going to do some things defensively. When we run drills, we're going to do them to completion. We're going to do them at full speed and run them to completion. We'll get some of the minor league kids to run, and we'll set situations, and we won't stop it until we get an out.
So you get better defensively through drill work. I mean, it's just going to be repetitive, kind of muscle memory type of thing.
You know, and we always do that, but we're trying to, again, when you even on things we did well, we always evaluate how can we do them better. And this is an area where we desperately need to do better. So, again, we don't want to reinvent the wheel. That doesn't work. But we want to be fundamentally really sound, and we want to be consistent in, okay, let's make all the routine plays, and then their athleticism will take over on some of the other plays, but let's make the routine play all the time.
Again, we're talking with Indians manager Tito Francona. He joins us here as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Tito, the ball club didn't make a lot of wholesale changes during the offseason, but you're coming off an 85-win campaign. But the guys that you did bring in, Gavin Floyd, Brandon Moss, tell our listeners about those guys and what they'll add to this team.
You know, our team's in a rather unique spot. You know, we had 23 guys coming back, and you don't see that in this day and age very often. You know, some of our veteran players are under contract, and our other guys are between the years of, you know, 1 and 6, so they're our property. So it's really pretty unique. And I think we all thought with a year more experience, we should be better. I think a lot of teams that year, they worry because guys are getting older and more tread on the tires. I think we think it's going to help us. And then we wanted to aid our lineup. And because Mossy had the hip surgery, I think maybe Oakland thought they could, you know, move him and live without. And so it's our game. I think if we're smart and we let him get fully healthy, which we will, we get a middle-of-the-order bat, which we really can use. Gavin Floyd was a guy that our scouts saw last year in Atlanta, was kind of above average across the board with all his stuff, and then he got hurt again. So he becomes available probably because of that.
Right.
But the way our scouts saw him and the way our medical staff signed off on him, we think we can put him right in the middle of our rotation, and we can back up some of the younger kids where they're not matching up against teams 1, 2, or 3, and that allows them to develop a little better.
A lot of work still to be done here in Goodyear, but as it stands right now, one or two things that you really like about your baseball team.
Well, I think it, and I haven't been shy about this, we really like our team. I mean, we like the way they handle themselves. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that happens during the year, and there's a lot of conversations that aren't real fun. But for the most part, man, this is a group that we really like. And when you ask them to do something, they try to do it. And pretty much to a man, they showed up in spring training, whether it was a veteran guy like Borney going back to work with a track coach or Ryan Rayburn kind of reworking his body. I mean, those guys really did a good job.
All right, one final question for you. This is our Tito tidbit.
Uh-oh.
What is unique about you amongst all managers in 2014?
I didn't get ejected from a game.
Yeah.
No, I know.
You didn't get ejected from one game last year. Now, is this a mellower Tito Francona?
No, because there was a few days I thought about it. You know what I think it is the rule, the instant replay kind of takes a lot of that out of it. I mean, you go out there, and if you don't like the call, you kind of tell them. And to be honest with you, the times you get thrown out, at least in the past for me, were the way umpires handled my initial, you know, whatever I said to them.
Right.
And then you end up getting mad and saying something to them and trying to make them feel bad. I thought they handled the instant replay so well that really the only thing you complain about now is the strike zone. And I try not to get too caught up in that, because I think when we start yelling from the dugout too much, we're opening it up for our players, and we don't ever want to use that as an excuse.
Did you ever leave the dugout, whether Philly, Boston here, going out telling the guys, I'm watching the rest of this one from the clubhouse?
You know, it's happened a few times. I know there were times when, like, I've told Millsy, hey, man, you better get ready because I'm not going to last much longer. But I'm not in that segment of people that thinks you can fire up your team and, you know, the old Billy Martin. I don't think that works. There's been so few times where I've gotten thrown out where we've won. And so it doesn't – I don't feel that way. And I think actually when things are really kind of imploding and things are getting a little bit people are getting angry, I think that's when I need to keep my head. Because when I let go, then all of a sudden it doesn't – you know, other guys let go. And I think the players take their cues off of us. So that's when I really try to kind of keep my head.
That's really cool stuff. Hey, we appreciate you stopping
by. My pleasure. Enjoyed it. Thanks.
Thanks, Tito. Tito Francona joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Wahoo Week coverage.